Back to wrap things up with you on a Wednesday evening. We can't thank you enough for joining us here on this beautiful week. And Steve Gonzalez and Danny Garcia have done a tremendous job this evening. You know what? University of Miami obviously lost their game last week to Georgia Tech. We know that the defense hasn't been stellar. But the difference in that game was Georgia Tech running the ball and eating a lot of the clock up and not giving Miami more opportunities like they've had in the past. Somebody who covers the University of Miami year-round does a tremendous job is Gio Miliani. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, you hate to lose, but Miami still controls their own destiny.
Yes, they do. You're correct, Larry. Thank you, as always, for having me on again. Look, you know, obviously it's tough that Miami lost the game, and reality is, they got some luck on their side, too. Pittsburgh ended up losing to Virginia, so Miami still has all their goals attainable. They can still win out their next two games and make it into the ACC championship against SMU. So
yeah, no doubt.
Not all is lost.
And the thing, too, is, I mean, we can't mince words. The defense has been terrible. I mean, it just hasn't been good this year. I mean, they lead the ACC in giving up chunk yard plays, which didn't help the other day as well. I mean, you look back to the California game and, you know, Mendoza and California did what they want. What do they have to do in these final two games? I mean, they have the talent, but certainly it's not coming together on defense.
Well, I think something that'll help them is they'll get some guys back from injury relatively soon, guys like Elijah Alston, the transfer from Marshall, Damari Brown getting close to his return as well, Raul Popoaguirre returning back from his injury for the Wake Forest game. So some key guys on defense that can help them in some aspects. Mostly, I think Lance Guidry may have to simplify things a bit. You know, I was on a show earlier today with a very famous comedian, and he's a big Hurricane fan, actually. And he shared that the Miami defense, pre-snap, when opposing offenses have a receiver motioning across the field, everyone starts pointing fingers like the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah. No, it's to me, and you know, we talk about this. I mean, in every game they really haven't played great defensively, but it's overcome because Miami's offense is scoring 40 and 50 points. But the only difference in this last Georgia Tech game is Georgia Tech ate the clock up on the ground, and Miami's possessions were limited. You know, they didn't have as much. I don't see that in Wake Forest, and I don't see that in a pass happy Syracuse team. Do you figure that Cam Warden and the offense get back on track in the next 2 weeks?
Yes, I do think they get back on track. An uncharacteristic game for them. You could tell that the offense was stuttering a bit. 3 for 9 on third downs, 0 for 3 on fourth downs, all three of those fourth downs in Georgia Tech territory. Miami had the option to kick two field goals in that second half on those fourth downs in Georgia Tech territory, and they passed on them. And, you know, just some Miami fans say, well, you know, the offense was really good on third down and fourth down throughout the season, but sometimes you got to coach based on what's happening in that present game, not what happened 9 games prior.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And not only that, you take a look at some of the things that I'll ask you. I mean, they run so much tackle to tackle, they don't use their speed to get outside, which kind of irritates me a little bit because they do have fast backs to get outside. They don't throw enough to their tight ends. I mean, wasn't that one touchdown pass something that you say, wow, you know, we could do this basically every time. He was open twice during the game. And the other thing to me, and I don't know how you feel about it, Chris Johnson's not a really great kick returner. He's got speed, but he seems to never hit the wedge. Had they ever thought maybe of putting Lyles or somebody back that's used to running like that?
Yeah, so to answer your question on the tight ends and then the kick returner, so with the tight ends, you're right on the money. I think, yes, that Miami didn't use them much a year ago. They're using them a little more this year. I still don't think it's enough. Elijah Arroyo is one of the most explosive tight ends in the entire country, averaging about 22 yards a pop every time he touches the ball. And then you got a guy like Elijah Lofton, who's a true freshman. I think he's underused in the offense. I think they could find a more expansive role for him. He's got great contact balance. He's almost like a big running back in the open field. So then you swap over to the kick return situation. Yeah. look, Miami scores a lot of points, and then opposing teams score quite a bit of points on Miami as well. So Chris Johnson has had plenty of opportunities at kick returner. Hasn't really panned out with him. I think he's definitely very fast, you know, a 10.25 in the 100-meter state championship his senior year out of Dillard. But I don't think he has much wiggle. I think he's very fast in a straight line. It's not really working out for him on kick returner. I think a solution, which they tried to do against Duke, but he didn't end up fielding one of those kick returns. They actually put Robbie Washington next to Chris Johnson on a couple of those against Duke. So maybe it's a wrinkle, new wrinkle we see going forward.
You know, Gio, I mean, I'm not taking a shot at him, but it's just sometimes you either have a knack or you don't. I mean, you could be fast, you could be strong, but if you can't execute something, you got to have a knack as a kick returner, and you got to be able to see the vision, you got to see the wedge open up. And to me, I would experiment and see somebody else do it because, you know, getting to the 25 and 30 yards line and having to go 70 yards all the time, and I know Miami's got an explosive offense, but you'd still much rather see somebody break one. I mean, last person to break one was Breshard Smith, and obviously we don't want to see him do that this year, that's for sure. But certainly this team's got, as you said, their work cut out, but at the same time, you could see the end of the rainbow. Coming week is off. Then they have Wake Forest, and then they go up to Syracuse after Thanksgiving. And then, as you said, a pretty decent game with SMU. We're excited about it. Let everybody know how they can follow you, Gio. You got some exciting stuff.
Definitely. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Gio Milian. Or you could also follow the weekly show with me and former Miami Hurricane wide receiver Amon Richards. We have a weekly show called Who Wants Smoke. You can find it on YouTube at WhoWantsSmoke_Inc.
Brother, I can't thank you enough. We'll hook up again in a couple weeks.
Definitely. Take care, Larry.
Good stuff. Gio Milian brings in. Great show, Steven. Thanks so much. Danny Garcia. We'll see you next week.